you hold the peris, the less it's worth. So if it's getting devalued the way it's supposed to, then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, don't sell it. Anytime there's a very big change, that the peris are being so spoiled now, more than normal manner, then even Rav Shimon Gamliel is moichrim bebezdin. You have a right then, as Hashavas Aveda, to sell the pikadim, and a kopon, you give the bailim, you give the owner back some money. Like here he has a barrel full of apples he gave you to hold, and Mamash, a heat wave came and is ruining the apples. So in such a case that the apples are getting ruined altogether, even Rav Shimon Gamliel is moida, that you are have a right to sell it, and rather give the bailim back the money. So Gemara says, V'chol shchen hocham, and avada, of course, over here in our case, that we're talking about you're holding somebody's you're holding somebody's bags full of chametz. Now it's the fifth hour Erev Pesach. If you hold on to another hour, you're going to have to burn it. Same the chachsar and godum is dead, you're going to have to get rid of this bag altogether. So pshit, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you would be allowed to sell it right now. As v'chol shchen hocham, to abstain the lagamri. Here the whole thing's going to be ruined. If you hold on to this bag of chametz another few minutes, you're going to have to burn it. Savada, even according to Shimon Gamliel, you better, the etzer is, go and sell this chametz now to the goy, then I call upon him, you'll be able to give back to the owner the money that it's worth. No, he's going to Shimon Gamliel. If Shimon is the one who says, lo yigib him. I'm sure you're right. If you know, you're right, right. The Shimon Gamliel says, you are allowed to sell it, right. The Chum say, you're not allowed to sell it, right. They might do though, that where the whole thing is being ruined, right, that even the Chum might do, you are allowed to sell it, right. But the Mishnah says, V'yaydam Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Chalas. Rabbi Yehuda then said in the Mishnah, that there was a takana, that Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to put out two chalas outside for Simon. When it came the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, they took away one. When it came the sixth hour of the day, they took away the second challah to show us to know that the different dinim changed. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore, and the sixth hour, it's also banu, you have to burn it. More Tani Tana Kaimed Reb Yehuda. That agav itzdavah, they used to put the challahs on top of the seat, on top of the itzdavah, as like a little platform. So agav itzdavah, she says, alakise mamish. On the seat, it was a platform that people could sit on, so they used to put the bread on the seat itself. Omulah, he answered back, the seat is very low. Nobody's going to be able to see it. V'chilatznia nutzarech. Did they put the bread there to hide the bread? And what was the purpose they put this bread out there? It was a sign that people should know. When they see they take away one bread, it's the fifth hour. So if you're going to put the bread all the way low on the chair that people sit on, nobody could see it. So he answered back, Tono al-gagu itzibah. No, it was on the roof of the itzibah. That was a high place. And that everybody could see. So Rashi says, Gag hoya benuya lamalo v'nagashomen. They used to have a gag, a roof, on top of these stools, like. So on top of the roof, that was a high place. That was a good simit. That everybody was able to look up to the base of Migdash, and they saw. When Kolzaman, two chalas are there, they know you're still allowed to eat chametz. When they see only one challah there, they know you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. When they see two are not there, then they know it's a zman habir, you have to burn it, it's also banu. Omar Rachba, Omar Rav Yehuda. Har HaBayis, that's the mountain where the whole base of Mikdash was on, is a very wide, I think it's 300 Amos by 300 Amos, is Satyov Kofel Hoya. There was a Chayma, there was a wall, like we have now the Kaisla Maravi, that's the wall going all around the Har HaBayis, going all around the mountain. Now inside the wall, there was Satyov, like these platforms, Kofel Hoya, doubled over. There was like a double platform, one on top of another. Rashi, Satyav Kofel Hoya. But it's the boss, Sovim Sovim. They used to have like platforms all around, inside the Chaymer of the Har HaBayis, Makepes, going all around. Within that Hekev, there was another one. What does that mean? And Tanya, Tanya Nam Yochi, Har HaBayis, all around this Har, the Har HaBayis, Satyav Kofel Hoya. There was like a double fold of these itzabos, of these platforms, like one on top of another. And the Yudhuayma, it's Tavonis Hoysa. Really, it's Tavonis. The Hoysa, Nikra Satyav, Lifnim Isatyav. And they called it Satyav Lifnim Isatyav, like one platform inside another platform. The Drashi, Kofel Hoya, it's the Bosse, that's all. But that's the way inside the Chaim, inside the wall, around the Har HaBayis, they have like these platforms, like stones, like one, then on top of another one, like this, then they bring down. Now, people went to other regal, they wanted to be able to sit down when they came inside the Har HaBayis. So that was like platforms you could sit down on, and one on top of another. So all around the Chaima, there was full of two sets of platforms all around the Chaima, that the people could sit there when they come to other regal. by the tzulis. So the Mishnah says that these two chalas they put out there for the simin, they were posel chalas. Psula means you're not allowed to eat them. They have to be burnt up anyway. So Melo, they weighed with them and burnt them first, one the fifth hour, one the sixth hour. So the Mara, my psulis, why were these chalas, why were these breads posel? The chura, these breads, we're talking about lachme toida. These were the breads that they brought with the carbon toida. When you bring a carbon toida, lochariz, it's not really a carbon shlomin, but it has nitusaf on the carbon toida, 40 types of breads you have to bring. Out of the 40, 10 of them are chomets. So now 10 breads that are chomets is a kasha, why is it psulis? Omer Reb Chanina, mitoyach shoye merubais. On Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, you're not allowed to bring a korban hatoida. So they used to bring them on the 13th day, Yud Gimel. So on the 13th day, Yud Gimel, there were a lot of toidas, a lot of lechem. Is nifsolos belina. So Pasha, they couldn't eat them up so much in one day. So it came, it was left overnight. The lacha toidur is, you're only allowed to eat it that day and that night. It comes already the next morning. On Yud Dalid, Erev Pesach, those lechems are psulina. So they took these lechem that have a psulina on, it was left overnight, and now you're supposed to burn it, so they waited, they didn't burn it until the fifth and sixth hour. Midrashi, mitzach shein rubais, lach me toida b'shloi shos of Nisan. They used to bring a lot of them on the 13th day of Nisan. Why? Shekol mi sheyesh to lehovi toida b'rego mevi b'shloi shosam. Whoever had to bring a carbon toida, they used to bring it b'chal the kabonas when they went oil the regal zayin. So to bring it on Erev Pesach, you can't do it. We'll soon see why not. So the only time, the latest time you could bring it is Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Nisan. So whoever wanted to bring a carbon toida used to bring it on Yud Gimel Nisan. So there are a lot of lechems. They couldn't finish eating it that day and that night. So the leftover ones were lina. Had a psul meiser on it. Shrashin is solos belina. Live kareh in the next shel Yud Dalet. When it comes the morning of Erev Pesach, it's nicer. It's left over. It's time you have to burn it. Lach me toida the Shrashin mem chalas. There are 40 chalas there. The Yud Meyam Chometz. Out of the 40, 10 of them were made out of wheat and flour that became Chometz. Shenemar Achalas Lechem Chometz. 10 of them were Chometz. Yeah. So that's why they use these Chalas in Erev Pesach to show the Yam that when two of them are there, it's still Mutter to eat the Chometz. When one, it's Mutter and two, it's Osaban. When one, it's Osaban. Eat two, it's Osaban already. So the Gemara, the Tanya we learned. Ein Mevi'in Toido Bechag HaMatzis. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Toido on Pesach. Because we're saying now, so you have to bring 40 lechems with it, and 10 of them are chometz, so pshita, you know, I have chometz at Pesach, so you can't bring the korban toida on Pesach. So the Gemara, pshita, you have to tell me that, Avada. You're not allowed to make chometz, you can't own chometz on Pesach. So how can you bring a korban toida? The pshita can't bring it. Amar Avada Marava, the chiddush is, hocha v'yudal raskinim. The chiddush is that even on Erev Pesach, in the morning, when it's still mutter to eat chometz, still, you can't bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. Why not? Uksavar ein mevi'in kodeshim leveis hapsul. You're not allowed to bring kodeshim to become posel. In other words, usually a toida, how long are you allowed to eat the lechem, the bread, for that day and that night? If you don't eat it by the whole night, the next morning it becomes nice, it becomes posel. If you leave it overnight. Now, if you're going to bring the carbon toida on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the lechem? Only until chatzais, that's all. If the chatzais is also tita midiraisa. So you're taking away the time that you're allowed to eat from a carbon toida. So most probably become nicer much faster. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring kachim. You're causing it now to become nicer much earlier. Because usually the time to eat the lechem is like a 24 hours. You get out from morning till the whole night you could eat it. But now because Erev Pesach, you're taking away the time to eat it, so it's also to bring the carbon on Erev Pesach. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Erev Pesach. So if you do want to bring a carbon toida, when you go to El Regal, you have to make sure to be there a day earlier, and you'd give a benisin. Hey, 2 days before Pesach, that's when you bring a carbon toida. The Kula Yama B'Shloi Shah Samaisi. So Mela, most of the people that come to El Regal, they bring their carbon when? On the 13th day of Pesach, Lu. Omitayach Shein Merubais. Since they have so many lechems, then so many people come to bring it. Since there were so many of them, the Mela became posel belina. So that's why in the Mishnah, what the lechem they used were posel dika lechems. So the Mar Mishum Rav Yana Yomru Ksheris Hoyu. Mishum Rav Yana, they say no, that the two lechems they used in Erev Pesach were Ksheris. Hey, they weren't posel had a psulina. They were like from yesterday's korban left overnight. that right now there's a chiyuv to burn it. No, they were kosher of lechem of toidom, and there's not a chiyuv sreif on them yet. Even if you tell me the lechems didn't have such a big psul, godo kalina, they didn't have a psul lina like was left overnight that's toin sreifa, shein kvala sreifa. Afilu hocham, me'acha shein lem takona lechum, since you're not allowed to eat this bread anymore, like you can't finish it up, and we'll soon see what the case is, b'chlal you can't eat it yet, afilu ein adayin tunas ibaturam, yavilu lehosam, still we're allowed to do this eitzah with them. Yeah, Rashi of Azoi, Vielo my Koralu Psulis. Why does the Mishnah say that these two lechems, these two bread they used, were psulim? Why does it say it's possible if a character of Yane saying the Ksheris? The Teres is Shalai Nishchat Aleim HaZevach. We're talking about that this lechem, you didn't bring the Zevach, you didn't bring the Korban yet. Now Rashi's Masbia, the loch is like this. When you have Lach Me Toido, Metchilo Yisei Harezu Hegdish. These lechems that you're baking them for the purpose to be brought with the korban toidah. Now, as soon as you say harezu hegdish, it's chal a kedushas damim on that. There is the value of it belongs to hegdish right now. It doesn't get a kedushas aguf to say like it has a shem korban until you bring the korban and you shech the korban and you make the zrikas adam. When you do those two things on the korban itself, the animal itself, you shecht it, and then you make as weak as Adam. After you do those two, then the lechem, the bread, has the kedushas aguf on it. It's mamash like a korban also, and when it gets the kedushas aguf, that's the lochem. That if a tomadika thing touches it, you have to burn it. Then if it has a psulina, if you leave it overnight, it becomes psulina, you have to burn it. But before you shecht the behemoth, before you shecht the animal, this lechem has no kedushas aguf. No matter how long you leave it, how many nights you leave it, it doesn't become psul. It's not toin lin. It's not toin sreifum. Because it doesn't have kedushas aguf yet. You were just said to these lechems now, I'm making them for the purpose to use them with a korban toidah. So it has a kedushas damin. And if you want to, you can be paid to them. You can take money and say that the kedusha and the lechem should go onto the money, and the money you give to Hegdish. Hey, before you bring the korban, the lechem now just has a regular kedushas aguf. No, kedushas damin. Just when you make the shechita, when you shech the animal, that's when the lechem gets to shech kedushas aguf. See what we're talking about right now? Shulei nishchat aleim hazevach. A person has these lachmei toida, he baked them in the chometz, and he mitchila said, I'm going to use them for carbon toida, so they have a kedushas damim on them. And he never used it for the carbon yet. He never had a carbon yet. And it comes on Erev Pesach in the morning. The Erev Pesach in the morning right now, it's not toin sreifa. It's not possible yet. Really, if you would have the korban right now, you could check the korban and bring it. So the lechem don't have a shame psulis. But lemaitza, the reason why it's called the psulis is because it can't be used right now. Since you didn't shech an animal on it beforehand, so it has a kedushas damim on it right now, and you can't shech today Erev Pesach, so therefore you can't do anything with these lechems, with these breads. So this is why mazevach. For the Gemara, v'nishchat, why don't you shech? Teretzis shavad hazevach. You lost the animal. You set aside an animal for these breads. You wanted to bring the toido, this animal for this bread, and you lost the animal. Good. So what? Bring another korban. And shech the korban, and you use these breads for the korban of toido. There it says, the Yom Azu toido v'zu lachma. He said to Farish, I want these breads to be for this animal. So the lachma is, if you lose the animal, you can't use these breads anymore. You can't use it for another korban. Uke the rabba, like rabba. The Yom Rabba, rabba said, Ovad halechem, maybe lechem achem. If somebody has the animal here, even though we set aside bread, and you lose the bread, you're allowed to bake new bread and make new bread for this behema. We'll soon see why. Mashenken, the other way, no. What about of the toida? Let's say, metchila, you had the animal set aside, and you had the lechem, you baked the bread, and you said you want this bread to be for this animal. And you lost the animal of the toida the lachom, ain't maybe toida cheres. You're not allowed to bring another animal for these breads. In other words, you can't use these breads anymore for a korban toida. My time, why is the reason? Ba'lechem galal toida. The ikra of a korban toida is the behema. You're bringing like the shlamim, that's the ikra of the behema. That's the ikra of the korban. Now, because of the animal, there's a lach, you have to bring mem chalas also, 40 chalas. So the ikra is the animal. The lechem is like tuffle to the animal. So kolzim on the animal is here, even though you lost the first 40 breads, so what? You can bake another 40 breads and make them for this behemoth. since the behemoth is still here. Mashenkin, if you lost the animal, that was the ikra of this kedusha, so the bread was only kodesh for that animal. If you lost that animal, you can't give this lechem anymore new kedusha. You can't use the lechem for another behemoth. That's what we're talking about now, that you are mekadesh this bread for a certain animal, and then you lost that animal. So since you can't bring the animal anymore, then you can't be makir of this lechem, can't get a kedusha saguf anymore. For the Gemara, good. So you have this lechem right now, it's like mashma, there's no etza. You can't use this lechem at all. That's why it's like sulis, it's not usable right now. Therefore we're saying, use them for this simin, put it on the yitzabah, Erev Pesach, everybody should know, you take away one, it's also b'achila, take away two, it's also b'anor. Mashma, you can't do anything else with these lechem. For the Gemara, why not? But they're for kinu. Why can't you be paid to them? V'nav kinu l'chulim. But if rekino means be proud of them, there is tasteless lechem, like we're saying now. Kol zaman you didn't shech the behemah, the lechem only has kedushas domin. That's all it is. Anytime you just said the value of this thing should become kaddish, it's hegdish. True, it's chal hegdish. But if you want to, you could be paid. You could take off the kedusha. You could take money and say harezu tachazeh. You want the kedusha of the lechem to go onto the money. So you take off the kedusha from the lechem onto the money. So the money now has kedushas domin. And the lechem becomes mutter. So why is the mashman? There's no way at all to use this bread. Why not? Be part of the bread and meitz lechulin. So the Gemara else, that can't be the case here. You can't say the reason why the Mishnah says this lechem is psulois, mashman, there's no way to, you can't use it just because you lost the animal. If you lost the animal, it's not called a lost bread. The bread is meitzah for this bread. Be part of it. Go take money and say the gdusha should go off the bread onto the money, and the bread will become mutter lechilo. So the Mishnah's mashna psulas, you can't do anything else with the bread. Ella, I'll tell you, Terence, like this. Ella l'yoylam shenishchat aleim azevach. We're talking about in the case, no. They shechted the korban on the zevach. Aleim azevach. They shechted the korban already. They had the animal there. They made the korban toydir out on it. And l'chura, they shechted it amanas for these lechems, for these 40 breads. Halachur is v'nishpach adam. Now, before they made this rikam, the dam spilled out. As first they collected into the kli, they collected the dam, they made the avoid the kabbalah, but before the kohen made his rika, spritched the dam onto the mizbeach, it got fell on the floor. It was nishpach, it spilled out. So the moral command, who are we going like? Karebi. We're going according to Rebbe Shita now. The Yom Rebbe, Rebbe said like this, Shnei Devorim Hamatirim. When you need two things to be matir, to make it mutter, is alocha malim zeh v'loy zeh. One helps without the other one. Like the Chura here, what's going to be matter this lechem teat, or really what makes the Kedusha Saguf, is the Shechita of the Behemoth and the Zrikas Adam. You need two things to give really Kedusha Saguf onto the Lachme Toidim. You need the Shechita, and you need the Zrika. You need both of them. The Shal, if you only have one without the other, does it do anything or not? So here we want to say yes. You made the Shechita, but you didn't make the Zrika yet because the Dam got spilled out. Still you want to tell me now it's psulas means it got a kedusha zaguf on this bread. That's why it can't be part of this bread anymore. Because once you shechted the animal, automatically it's chal kedusha zaguf on the bread. Even though you did not bring the dam. So the chur that goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says, Shnei dvor mamatirim. So a certain, like here, the lach metoidah. You need two things to be matir really bachila. You need the shechita and the zrikas of the dam. Still, malan zevlo is there. One helps without the other one. The Tanya, we learned like this. Kifsei Atzeres. The Kifsei Atzeres, this was the korban they brought on Shavuos. On Shavuos, they used to bring two kvasim, and these two kvasim were mekadesh to shtei halechem. There's a special korban on Shavuos to bring like a mincha shtei halechem, two special breads they had. Now, what made kedusha saguf on the shtei halechem? The shnei kvasim. If you shecht the shnei kvasim, they give a kedusha saguf onto the shtei halechem. The Tanya, Kifsei Atzeres. Ein mekatshim es alechem ela b'shchita. It's only when you shech the kvasim, that's what gives the kedusha saguf onto the shtei alechem. Ketzad, how's the case? Shochton l'shmon. Let's say you shechted these two kvasim l'shmon. L'shem kisvi ateres. It's shvuas now. I'm shechting l'shem the korban of shvuas. V'zorak donon l'shmon. And also you did the avoid the zrikon. The kohen took that dam and made the zrikon on the mizbeach. Is the halacha then kiddush halechem? That's when the shtei halechem now becomes kaddish. It has the kedushas aguf on it. It can't be poidri anymore. Now if it stays overnight, it has the psulino. It becomes tomei. You have to burn it. What about Shocht and Shloy Lishmon? You shefted the Kvosim, but you didn't have the right Kavonah. Shloy Lishmon means you kain didn't think about to do it, Lishem Shtei Kvosim. V'zorak Dom Shloy Lishmon. Hu Adin B'Shazrika, you did a Shloy Lishmon. It's not a good avoider. Is Alocha Loi Kiddush HaLechem. The Lechem is not Kaddish. Because since you don't have a Shchit, you don't have a Zrika, there's no Kiddush on the Lechem. What about Shocht and Lishmon? You made the shchit, the b'shasta, whoever, the only the kohen, b'shasta, whoever shechted the korban, he had kavona to do with the shame kisvi service. He had kavona to do it for the korban of shuas. Of the zorak domon, then the next kohen, after they made the kavola, they collected the dam, the shasta zrik, he didn't shlein lishmon. He didn't have kavona that the zrika should be done, l'shem kisvi service. So you don't have the zrika l'shem korban here. What's the locha? Lechem kodesh v'yena kodesh. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shito. The lechem does have a certain amount of kedusha on it. It got its kedusha zaguf because you made a shechita already. But it's ain't the kodesh means doesn't have a heter achilu though. L'mayis to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it avad until it had zrika. Since here it doesn't have zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. But I call upon and we say a kedusha zaguf is chal because one without the other helps. A shechita without a zrika does help. So our case also we're saying goes according to Rebbe here. So we have this toida, this lachme toida. We're talking about now an erev of Pesach. We shechted the animal, so the lechem got a kedusha zaguf, but we didn't make a zrika yet. So therefore, this lechem has a kedusha zaguf. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it, and that's why the Mishnah calls it psulas. But only goes according to Rebbe that says that one a shechita does something even though there's no zrika. Mashenkein, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Elazar Shimon says, Li'oilom eina kodesh alechem, ad sheyishchat lishmon, v'yizrak dom lishmon. So he says no, by the shtei kvosim, by shtei lechem on shvuis, even if you made a shchita, but as long as you don't have both, a shchita and a zrika, there's no kedush at all chal on the lechem. The shtei lechem has no kedush as aguf, you're allowed to be poiduit. So Chura by us also, since we're saying that he didn't make his rikas Adam, so the Chura this lechem now is right to have no kedusha zaguf. So it's still shver. Why does the Mishnah say it's psulas? You can't use it. If it has no kedusha zaguf, it's only kedusha domim, it's only the value of it is kaddish. So take money and say you want the kedusha from the lechem to go off the lechem onto the money, and then you should be allowed to use the lechem. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, it's still shver. Now the Gemara knows. Even if you want to say Rabbi Yannai that says Pshana Mishnah that the Shtei Alechems are not really psulas yet, go according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. The Holchem of Ayaskinon, the Goyishen is Kabbal Adam Bekois. I tell you, here we're talking about that this Korban Atoida, you took a shechted the animal, you made a shechita, and then the Kohen went and collected the dam in the Kois. He made a good Kabbalah. He has the dam in the Kois. Now, once the dam gets into the Kois, right now it's Oymer to make a Zrika. Really the next thing to do is take the Dam Halacha, carry it to the Mizbeach and make a Zrika. That's called the Kost now is Oymer to make a Zrika. So even if you don't make a Zrika, it has a din as if you made a Zrika. For Nishbach, and after you collect it in the Kost, that's when the Kost spilled out. Still, that's considered like a Zrika. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Sobala Kavua. He holds like his father. The Yomer, his father said, Kol Oymer Lizrik. Anything that's right now oymid, it's about to happen. Right now, since the dam is ready in the kais and the kli, it's about right now to make a zrika. It's kazarik dummy. It's considered like a zrika took place. So a zrika took place, avada doesn't mean mamish ram a zrika took place. Avada, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not considered like the two matirim took place, the zrika and the shrita. It's only called the zrika enough that a psulim could be chal. It's considered now that the kedush zaguf chal on this bread. Therefore, this bread is not edible right now. That's why the Mishnah calls this bread psulis. The Maratona Mishum Reb Leza. Omru Ksheiris Hoyu. No, I'll tell you, they used to use Mamish Ksheiris, Koshadika bread they used to use. Now, Kolzaman Shemunachois, Kolo Moichlim. Kolzaman, the two breads were there for the Simonian. They knew it wasn't the fifth hour yet. You're allowed to eat the chametz. Nitla Achas Mehen, as soon as they took away one bread, Toilin. Everybody knows now it's the fifth hour of the day. You're not allowed to eat the chametz, but it's still Mutta Banor. They're not allowed to eat, but you don't have to burn. It's not also about no yet. It came the time that we saw they took away the two breads. That's the beginning of the sixth hour. Everybody used to go and burn it. Abishol learned the mice was like this. It wasn't a case of lechem.